This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is a weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. In this interview, Associate Professor of Art History Dr. Catherine Baker talks about how she and her students have been bringing art practices of the past to present day. I talk with Dr. Baker and honor student Morgan Presley. Presley's majoring in art education. Dr. Baker starts the interview by talking about what she's been working on.
My personal research, in terms of the book that I'm working on right now, is very much about making. It is set in the 16th century, and I'm very much interested in ivory carving. But in my career, I really have spent a lot of time thinking about how things were made, who was making it, where they were making it, specifically in the city of Paris, and the materials that they were using. And I brought this personal interest into the classroom, and I do that consistently when I'm teaching art history. But I decided to collaborate with one of our fantastic foundations professors in our department on a project that we titled the Iron Gall Project. And essentially what it was an investigation of an ink that had been used from the medieval period forward and how we could recreate it in Jonesboro, Arkansas. And Kara Sullivan, who is the drawing teacher, fantastic, fantastic professor, she decided to open up her Drawing 1 class, which at the time, we're very lucky that Morgan Presley was in that class. And essentially, we recreated this historical ink using ancient recipes and using local materials.
So let's talk about this ink. What exactly is the ink that was used back in that time? When was it used and how was it used? I guess I'm sorry for the three-point question.
No, I love three-point questions. That's great. So iron gall ink is an ink that we see really begin to be used prolifically from the medieval period forward. It was a very versatile ink. So many documents are written in iron gall ink, but artists would use them as well. Some really amazing drawings by Rembrandt are made in iron gall ink. It is a naturally produced ink that can be pretty easy to make if you know where to look. So the key ingredient are the galls themselves. What they are is parasitic growths that happen on oak trees very specifically because of the gall wasp. So the life cycle of this wasp is it lays its eggs somewhere on the oak tree, leaf, acorn, on the branch itself. And because of this invasion, the oak tree creates a gall, kind of an antibiotic reaction to this invasion. And the growth has a lot of tannins in it. So if you harvest these galls, reduce them to essentially a pulp, we used hammers.
That was kind of overwhelming to suddenly bring out hammers. And you're like, okay, just crush all these up. And it was a lot louder than I expected it to be. Like, and then we found like actual living wasps in there, like the baby ones.
Mm-hmm. So in these galls, larvae are growing. And within the galls themselves, the life cycle continues. Eventually, the wasps emerge to lay another egg. So you harvest them, you crush them up. Apparently, we found some wasps and larvae inside of them. You soak that material in water. It releases the tannins. You mix it with iron sulfide, which in previous times, you could just take rusty nails and soak them and take that material. You mix it up in water and turns black. Becomes ink.
Like instantly.
It's kind of like magic. Yeah. It was kind of like doing magic a little bit.
I bet that's what they thought.
That's fantastic. So, and you all were able to recreate this during some of your classes, is that right?
Yeah, or Kara's classes? In the fall of 2017, we went out to a property in Jonesboro, not far from campus, and collected some galls. We kept them in little plastic bags, hoping that all the wasps would emerge before we did this. And we had an entomologist on campus, Tanya McKay, come by and look at the wasps, and one of her graduate students actually took microscopic images of the wasps that emerged from these galls. Then in spring of 2018, crushed them up in class with the hammers, very loud process. We made the ink together, we processed the ink together, and then Drawing 1 created a series of drawings.
And we did use those pictures of the wasps that we found and the ones that we crushed up. We would have a couple people draw those, and others drew like the other life cycle stages of them. And the ones that we couldn't crush up because they were too hard for some reason, they're like hard and lumpy, it was weird. So we put them in like Ziploc bags and we hung them on like a cork board. And we're like, maybe there's wasps in these ones, but none of them actually came out. We forgot about them.
Wow.
They're still living on that wall.
So, Morgan, how did you get involved in this project?
It was more of a spur-of-the-moment thing. Of course, I always enjoy that. But I heard about us doing some type of project with ink that Rembrandt used. And I was like, oh, cool, Rembrandt. And then they're like, how about you get a little more involved with this? And I was like, okay, more involved. Okay. I'm very much a yes person. I actually had a lot more fun than I expected to on this. It didn't really feel like research. They more or less just asked, how about you just look up this, come up with a summary of what you did. And that was pretty easy because I was there. And the actual drawing part of it was my favorite part because it was a new material for me to work with. I've never really worked with ink, and getting to work with a material that even medieval artists worked with was something different, and I was like actually enjoying it.
Right. And what did you see, Dr. Becker, what did you see by way of, like, with Morgan was working through and other students, kind of their reaction of being able to say, you know, this is something that is, that, you know, we could make that was back in medieval times, you know, in that, and now we're making it here, 2017, 2018, you know, similar responses, I would imagine.
Well, I think in terms of the imagination, it kind of collapses time in a really interesting way mm-hmm. when you work with materials like that, because I think I like what Morgan was saying, that she mentioned that it was almost like magic, right? And that back then they must have thought it was magic as well. So it kind of puts you in the mindset of these artists, of their materials in different ways. And I think that for our students, having these experiences where they are connecting with the past and connecting with their materials in really deep and interesting ways and kind of breaking up the usual formula of class time of you buy your materials in the store, you use them, and then you produce these drawings. This is a much more intimate experience. They literally made the material that they then drew with. And so they have this deeper connection to the drawing itself because they know they were involved in that process.
So Dr. Catherine Baker is joining us, as well as student Morgan Presley here on A-State Connections, also created A-State, making connections that count. One of the things I want to ask you about this particular ink, was this something that, how many different kinds of inks in the time of Rembrandt would they be able to use? Is this specifically the only kind, or were there others?
There would be other inks. You can use ink that is created from carbon materials, so a charcoal ink base. You could use colored inks as well. There's a great red ink that comes from sapan wood. So this is not the only ink that existed, but it was a preferred one, both because it was relatively easy to produce and had really good staying power. If you look at the drawings we did, I don't know if you've pulled out that drawing recently and taken a peek at, Morgan did an amazing image of one of the larvae inside one of the galls. It's really strikingly beautiful. I think when we showed the drawings as a collection at Created State, Morgan wrote a great proposal for them, and then we showed all the drawings. It really stood out as this wonderful image that kind of bridged science and art. And I think it's still really dark.
Yes.
And other inks of the time were more fugitive. They would fade much more easily. Mm-hmm. So this was really highly regarded as an important material because it could stay so long. Now, here's the ironic part. Because of the acid, it can eat the paper.
Wow.
So we have older drawings where all that is left is the absence of the ink, that the ink has actually destroyed the paper. So I liked that kind. We talked a little bit about it in class. I like that notion as well, that we're creating something that is, you know, it's a permanent experience, but it's an impermanent material potentially.
Right. So Morgan, tell us about your experience with Create at State and what you were able to present. Kind of tell us about that if you don't mind.
I'll start with like the actual presentation itself.
Sure.
I was more excited to see other people's work than our own because, you know, I'd already seen ours, but I was also impressed to see them like framed so nicely because we're used to more disposable materials such as working on newsprint and more of like gesture drawings that only take about 5 minutes to create. But I like to see that at least my classmates and my work framed in a more classical way, I guess. I was really excited to see that and to be able to present it myself along with my professor who helped me throughout the process also. But like I said, I was excited to see other people's work. There's one that was from the, what do they call it? The 24-hour art event?
We do a 24-hour art project, and there was a sculpture there that was presented as well. We're trying to, Created State is such a wonderful opportunity, and we're trying to figure out ways to have the arts presented more and more.
Right.
So I got to see those, and I also got to see Dr. Baker herself be turned into, like, a living painting, and that was probably my favorite part, because you actually got to see her transformed, have one student painting her face with, like, similar colors of the painting next to her, and then she looks almost exactly like the painting itself, and you could go up there and you could sit right in front of her, and, like, it's like a copy of the painting, but she's sitting there breathing.
Morgan, tell me a little bit about, how did you get interested in art?
It's more of a progressive thing coming from different sources. I guess it started when I was in middle school, but I really want to say that my later years of high school, since I have, my best friend is an art teacher. Old guy, love him, but he's like my best friend, and I think it was more of like my friendship with him helped me understand that art is what I actually have a passion for. And it's for multiple things that I want to do art, whether it's be for illustration, whether for helping people, coping, whatever. I don't really think I'm focused on the money that comes from making art. It's more of the, like, the emotional attachment to it. But my art teacher helped me understand that I have at least a little bit of talent. And so I decided, okay, we're going to go into at least some type of art degree. And I decided that, like him, I want to teach it. If I can't do it myself, then I'll teach it. So I'm working on my own art skills right now, and I really want to be able to portray what I think or feel or imagine half the time, whether it be from, like, I don't know, like, old rock songs or something, because it's weird how I draw things from old rock songs. I don't know. But it's really more of, like, a progressive thing to find your calling, I guess. It doesn't just hit you all of a sudden, but one day you will realize, oh, this is what I've been doing, and this is what I'm supposed to do. So, yeah.
Fantastic. And I want to ask your thoughts on the impact that Dr. Baker has made on your life and also your journey here at Arkansas State.
Well, when I first heard art history, I was like, oh, great, history. I've never been really good at history. It's mostly because of the dates and the boring events that go on. But I actually love art history so much, and other people in my art ed degree, they're like, oh, art history classes, got to take like four of them. I'm excited. Like, I'm generally excited to take art history classes. It's not like regular history. They're actually like images and symbols you can like connect to the actual period in time, and it's not like, oh, this person did this and this person did that, and there's a war somewhere, but it's like you can see the depiction of war, the symbols at the time, and it's just not like regular history. It doesn't feel like it. It doesn't feel like I'm cramming it in my head half the time. I'm just able to learn it a lot easier. I'm genuinely excited to take more art history classes. Like, I feel like it has an everyday impact on my life. Like I said, the symbolism in paintings, you don't really think about them, but when you see them in everyday life, you're like, wait a second. That actually means something. They did that on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're able to make more connections. It's kind of like understanding a pop culture reference and something you see, and you're like, I get it. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So it feels like I'm being enriched, I guess, by art history. It feels like there's a culture that I never knew about, and it's coming back to me.
And Morgan, you said you want to be a teacher, right?
Yes.
And so that'll be a huge impact on that.
Definitely.
So Arkansas State has definitely enriched your life.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. So, yeah. Dr. Baker, and I know that she's also probably had an impact on you as well, having that mentor, you know, being her mentor.
Yeah, it's been a really wonderful experience having Morgan in my classes. We actually met not in the art program, but in a fine arts visual class. And I kind of immediately saw her interest in the subject. In my fine arts visual classes, I do these things called creativity exercises. They take some of the principles that we've been working on or looking at and ask you to reinterpret them in a creative way. And every time we had one of these, Morgan put 120% effort into it, went well beyond the assignment. And I could see that she was, you know, this is what you should be doing. I think you were undecided at the time, and I just kind of reached out and encouraged you to join the department. I saw that she had this passion, and I'm really glad I did. I was very excited for her to be in that Drawing One class, because not only did she produce really solid research for the proposal at Create It State and a really great presentation at Create It State, but her drawing is fantastic. It's actually one of my favorites from the collection, just because it does really balance well the beauty that we can create with line when we're drawing and the scientific aspect that I was hoping to connect for the students. So we talk a lot about STEAM, mixing the hard sciences and art, and I think this was a great example of that. And I'm really happy that Morgan was involved. She's an incredibly bright student, and I think she would make a fantastic art educator.
Dr. Catherine Baker is Associate Professor of Art History at Arkansas State University. Morgan Presley is an honor student majoring in art education. You've been listening to A-State Connections in Create at State, making connections that count. You can subscribe to the Create at State podcast at the podcast page on KASU.org. It's also available on iTunes or Google Play. You can also listen on the NPR app. So please subscribe to the podcast and also leave us a review. Let us know how you like A-State Connections and Create at State's podcast, making connections that count. I'm Jonathan Reeves, KASU News.